point of information?
Nia first.
Okay. George, and I really don't want any hollering and screaming. I don't think you're correct. A motion to postpone is always in order before you call a vote. I think you're incorrect on that.
It isn't.
We have already called the vote.
There's no time to make a motion. The only motion that you can make in the middle of a vote is if it's a motion to table.
No. May I finish? No.
Yes, you may. In the meantime, I'll look it up just to make sure.
Right. You're in the process of asking for a vote on this. And I'm saying that this needs more work. I think there should be something, but this isn't it. And that's why I'm saying that I think you're incorrect. I can move to postpone.
And I agree with Nia. Thank you, Nia. This is Sean.
Oh, my God. Ooh, Happy New Year.
Does that tell you something, Nia?
Hello?
I don't think so, Nia. It's a subsidiary motion. It has no particular privilege. We're out of time. There's no time to make any motions at all, including that one. The only
point
thing
of order.
I'd like to appeal
the ruling of the chair.
You can appeal the ruling of the chair if you like.
Second, George.
Unfortunately, I would like to do so.
Okay, so let me state it again. Okay. The motion to postpone has no special privilege. We are out of time, meaning we cannot make any further motions. By our standing rules, when we're out of time, we go to a vote. So that's all we can do is go to a vote. That's what I see as where we're at. The motion's been appealed. Nia, you want to speak further to it, or you said what you needed to say?
I said, Lord have mercy, Happy New Year. Sean Casey O'Brien agreed with me. That's enough.
But I'm happy to vote that way, Nia.
Anyone else want to speak to the point of order? Okay. Hearing that, would you take a vote on the point of order? Yes sustains the ruling of the chair that you can't do anything else but go to a vote at this point. No says that you can. Good.
Okay, Nia, I'll give you the honor of starting the roll.
Well, with respect to my loving comrades, Jim and Campbell, I have to vote no to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
Confused.
No means he's wrong, and yes means he's right.
You can agree with me, Kathy. Don't be scared. It's a new year.
No means he's wrong?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
No.
Excellent. Okay. Jennifer Jaeger?
I vote no.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kemmery Orndorff?
Abstain.
Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel.
Right.
Ben Bennett?
Yes.
Ishia Wangaza, no. Shram Agmir?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
We.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yes to sustain the ruling of the chair?
Yes to sustain the ruling of the chair. Much as I'd
like to see
please.
Did you call me?
John O'Brien?
With joy in my heart, I vote no in honor of my friend Nia.
Leslie Radford?
Yeah, I vote no.
And I'd like
too.
To join the Love Fest and vote no.
Yeah.
Okay, Summer Reese.
Why ruin a good trend? No.
Rico Ross.
This is hard for me. I agree with Mia that this needs more work, but I think the ruling of the chair is correct. I vote yes.
Yes?
I had the wrong French word. I should have said no.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who is that adjust
for? Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
I vote yes.
Richard Udell.
Yes.
Marcel Reed.
No.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 no's. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses.
Okay, so, and how many abstentions?
And we have 1 abstention.
Okay, so we're in this sort of peculiar situation where we have a motion. I didn't think of this earlier, of course, but a motion to postpone is debatable, which, of course, you can't do in the middle of a vote. And we're out of time, so we really can't debate. But, Nia, go ahead and make your motion to postpone.
On a point of order, George, you were in the middle of a vote. She hasn't started voting yet. That's why I did.
We cannot debate anything at this point. If you make your motion, we'll just go to a vote on it.
Okay. I respectfully and lovingly make a motion to postpone until the January 14th meeting. And I promise I will work on this.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing until the January 14th meeting?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I have a point of order. If this postponement doesn't pass, if it doesn't get postponed, then we go back and vote on the original motion.
Yes.
Let's go.
Please take the vote. A yes vote is to postpone until January 14th.
Yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes, to postpone.
Andrea Turner.
I'll pass.
Joe Gonzalez.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Luera.
No.
Richard Udell.
No.
Nia Bediako.
Yes. Yes, to postpone.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimberly Orndorff. Kimberly, I can't hear you. Marcel Reed. Marcel? Can't hear you. Jim Bennett?
No.
Isia Wangaza, yes. Marcel Reed? Kimberly Orndorff? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses.
I had a pass.
Oh, I'm sorry. And your vote is?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's.
Okay, so the motion to postpone passes. It will be on the open agenda for the 14th Now, we have no time at all for the executive session. It's set for 11:30, and it's actually set for 45 minutes ago, but or an hour ago. My suggestion is that I schedule the executive session at the beginning of the 14th meeting on the 14th, so we can discuss the VII budget before having to vote on it in open session and the other items that were on the executive session. If we want to actually go into executive session, it requires a motion to extend time for some significant amount of time, like I would say at least 30 minutes, and it will require two-thirds. It requires essentially setting aside the agenda and extending time for something now for some period of time. Now, does anyone want to make such a motion?
George, I would like to make a substitute motion.
Well, we have nothing there, so just make another suggestion.
I would like to have the next open session meeting be a continuation of this meeting because there are a number of important items that we never got to that we haven't gotten to for several sessions now.
So the effect of that would be that, and that's in order, the effect of that would be that we won't have any committee reports other than the ones that weren't completed. And we will then move on to items of old business and what's been postponed tonight. Is that what you intend?
Yes.
George,
okay.
This is Summer.
Yes.
So that would mean that we would continue with the same agenda in the open session, but you would put the executive session first.
Yes.
And if you would be kind enough to give a little chunk of time to the Finance Committee, because by that point I would hope that we could also discuss KPFK's budget, which may have a couple of items for discussion in executive session.
Well, that raises an interesting point, which is that if it's a continuation meeting, we continue from where we left off on the agenda, and we had already completed the Finance Committee, so...
Well, we didn't complete the WPA.
How about if we interpret this to mean except for committee reports? Is that okay with you?
Mr. Chair, how about if we say except for the finance reports?
Yeah, it's just because we'll be on that, we need to capture the budget.
I have a point of information, George, Nia.
Yes. I heard Alberto.
Yes, Alberto was first, yes.
I would like to say that we need to leave the National Finance Committee report open because we're going into executive session. Doesn't mean that we're out of our National Finance Committee report. And theoretically, on the 14th, not only will we have the Los Angeles budget, but we should have also the National Office and the Archives budget available. We're talking here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 budgets, and I would like to leave this open for us to just continue. Now, as for Summer, to respond to your question, Summer, since we're going to be dealing with the Los Angeles budget on this coming Thursday, we will be able to at least within us figure out how we need to deal with the executive session stuff, and then of course we deal with the executive session stuff first. And if we're not on that, when we come back into open session on the continuation of the Finance Committee meeting, then we can deal with the open session item, and we would be there should be no problem.
Okay, so Alex, I think we have to have Nia, go ahead. What was your comment?
My point of order was, in your posting, you said the 14th, that was a new meeting. You didn't say that as a continued meeting.
That's true, but I think the board declare that space to be used for it.
And there's sufficient time to renotice it.
I don't think that that's really a problem.
Point of information.
So my point is to make it a new meeting, and then we can approve the budgets and just go on down to whatever is there.
We can make it a new meeting. We just won't have any committee reports. If people would just not change the agenda, we wouldn't spend 45 minutes trying to change the agenda. Part of the problem.
Well, you can't really dictate that, George.
Unless it's a continuation report meeting, in which case I can.
Point of information, George?
Yes.
Not George. Come on.
Doesn't the executive and open session, in fact, they have two separate agendas, so is there a reason we couldn't have a continuation?
That's not a
but, I mean, couldn't we have a continuation meeting of the open session and still
that's
change what
we
do?
That's what I thought we were discussing.
An executive? Okay.
That's what I thought. We haven't had the executive session at all, so that's not a problem.
That's what I mean. Yeah, okay.
So the only question, I think we absolutely have to have the Finance Committee report. We have to approve the budgets, or at least try to.
Yes.
And I think that that should be the first thing coming out of executive session on the 14th. So
thank you.
My proposal is, nothing's been seconded yet, Alex, so my proposal is that we have the Finance Committee reports, and then we go into unfinished business for the agenda for, and make it a continuation meeting with the understanding that that's what we're going to do. In a sense, it is, because we're in the middle of, you know, the Finance Committee report, and we sort of put it into executive session, and so I think coming out of executive session in the Finance Committee report makes some sense. So if that's acceptable...
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Bit of information?
Yes. One additional thing is that since the going concern issue is raised, you know, in context with the Audit Committee report, that this would be under consideration for the part of what we do at the January 14th meeting?
I think they could be folded into the discussion on BAI, which is certainly germane to what you want to talk about, which would be the first item in the executive session.
Okay. Holy smokes.
So.
Point of information.
Yes.
Yeah, and George, we may be on the same track. I just want to be clear. Would it be possible to hold the continuation meeting, adjourn that, and then call a new meeting so that we can deal with the budgets and get them out of the way? Adjourn one, open another. Notice it.
We could do that. We could have another meeting on the following Friday, the 21st, if you like. Perhaps a Sunday.
That's what I was going to suggest, Mr. Chair. That maybe we're going to have to meet another meeting.
I think we will in any case. I agree with you.
Point of information.
Yes.
At what point do we start intruding on the rights of the incoming board?
Thank you.
Well, certainly not until the 21st. We need to discuss that at the next meeting.
Yeah, but Mr. Chair, point of information. It is legal to, you know, conclude our business on a continuation thing, adjourn that meeting, and open up another meeting to deal with the budgets. Am I not correct? And wouldn't that be the easiest thing instead of calling two or three more meetings?
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying go into your executive session, hear what you got to hear about the budgets. Then come into your public session as a continuation meeting. When you get through with that or close to it, you adjourn it and set aside 15 or 20 minutes, whatever is appropriate, to adjourn a new meeting to pass the budgets in open session.
Yes.
That would save us a lot of time and wear and
tear. We could do that, I suppose. I don't know whether we can do that. I don't know whether we can pretend that we have a new meeting and have another agenda for the same day. I suppose there's nothing that says we can't.
All you have to do is notice.
My own feeling is it's much easier if we do the budgets first, or simply set them up for a subsequent meeting to do them. We do need to do them before the new board comes in, however it comes in. We do need to consider... Could I finish speaking, please? Would it be all right if I just finish speaking? Thank you. We do need to do it before the new board comes in, however it comes in, and we do need to decide what to do about that. My sense is that we're going to have another meeting in order to clear everything that needs to be done. However you slice it, my sense is that the cleanest thing to do, since I believe that we will have all the budgets ready, is to begin with, in the open session, after whatever we discuss in the executive session, with the Finance Committee reports, approve those budgets if we can. Hopefully they will get out to us in time so people won't have the problem if they haven't seen them before.
move on.
Then move on to the rest of the agenda. I don't think that's really a problem. It shouldn't take more than a half an hour.
Point of information?
Point of information? What about a time certain?
Wait a minute. I asked my point of information first.
Sorry,
yes,
I'm
Richard,
sorry,
what's your
Richard.
Point of information?
Are you saying that your continued meeting would start at committee reports since this task force proposal was postponed to the 14th?
That was postponed. It will be at the end of unfinished business.
Why?
Because that's where postponed motions go.
I disagree with that.
You may disagree with it, but that's the way it's supposed to be done.
You can bring it forward.
You can bring it forward if you want, but if it's a continuation meeting, we're not going to have a discussion on the agenda. That's the whole point. It seems to me the simplest thing to do is we'll just have another meeting.
I'll vote against it then, because I think you're railroading us again.
I don't even give a damn which way you do it. I'm just trying to make it so the whole thing works. And I don't appreciate your insinuations about my motive. They're totally inappropriate.
I don't appreciate you cussing me either, sir.
I didn't cuss you.
Yes,
you
damn
did.
Is a cuss word some places.
Oh, really? I'm sorry I offended your poor soul.
No shit.
Oh, okay.
Enough of this.
I move to adjourn.
Good. Move to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Doesn't matter. Okay.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
New Year, everybody.
Good night.
Happy
New Year.
C'est la vie. I saw it too.
Is there a closed session after this or not?
No.
Okay.
No, we're gone. It's over.
All right, thank you.
It's over until the 14th.